public place and you're in a bathroom specifically, and there's, you leave it with no toilet paper. Do you tell one of the workers that you've left it without toilet paper? It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 7:05. I think it's my duty. I shouldn't have said duty in this case. You know what I mean.
I think it's my responsibility
to tell somebody that there's no toilet paper in the public bathroom. I wouldn't want to be the person walking into it, maybe not even realizing, so do my stuff, and then, oh my God, there's no toilet paper.
Nobody else does. Like, I've never thought, I'm going to leave this bathroom in this state because I can't stand the next person. Like, I don't care. I've never thought to do that. I've never gone out of my way to not do it, per se. But I've never been like, I have to track somebody down. How many times?
When you're at home and you use the last of the toilet paper, don't you tell somebody or replace it? Sometimes I'll look to see if they've left replacements in the public bathrooms and I'll try to replace it myself.
You'll put it in the container, in the holder?
It barely ever happens because there's barely a spare roll. But I'll look around. I mean, a lot of those places don't have cabinets.
To be honest, I don't know if I've ever been in a position to, like, leave a toilet paper roll.
It happened to me at Panera, and I felt an obligation to go tell a worker that, hey, there's no toilet paper in there.
But there's different stalls.
Well, yeah, I guess.
So, but you were still hunting people down?
The one stall with no toilet paper. You know what I mean?
I could see if there was no toilet paper in the entire bathroom. But if it's just one stall, I would just move to the next stall and move on with my life.
Really?
And I feel like it's so funny because I feel like a lot of people be like, I would do it. No, you wouldn't.
You would, but you wouldn't.
You say you would. You probably wouldn't.
Maybe it's because I'm a mother. Is that why? Is this a mother thing?
And it's not like I'd ever
make sure everything's taken care of.
I don't know if I'd go out of my way to not do it. Like if I saw somebody and like if a worker was coming into the bathroom, yeah, I might mention it. But I don't know if I would like seek someone out.
Honestly, I think it's your responsibility.
No.
You used it last. You got to make sure it's in good shape for the next person.
Have you seen public bathrooms?
Oh.
Some people don't flush toilets.
I know. It's disgusting.
And we're worried about replacing toilet paper on the roll.
Maybe not responsibility, but just something, a courtesy.
I guess.
Well, okay. Let's open the phones. 6092. So I was in Panera and I was the one that used the toilet paper last in the bathroom at Panera. And I kind of thought it was my responsibility to seek out one of the workers to make sure they knew that I was, you know, the one to use it last and I had to go replace it. Gianna's like, you're so extra. I'm like, what? When you use the last of something, you tell somebody, right?
I think there's like different scenario, like in different scenarios, yes. If you're in a bathroom where there's just one women's room, one men's room, like one all gender room, whatever it is, you go in and if it's just one toilet and a sink and there's no toilet paper, then you say something.
What if you were to sit down, do your business, not realize, because you know those dispensers, sometimes you don't realize
you
reach
under. How many times has that happened to you?
So why would I want that for you who's coming in next or whoever's coming in next to go through that?
Because
it's awful.
Nobody else is courteous. Nobody else is courteous.
We should be.
We should be, but people are not. They are not.
We should be.
I think
it's everyone's responsibility. Come on.
I think if it's a single bathroom, I would mention something. But if it's a bathroom with multiple stalls and you can kind of, I just check before I go in. Like, I'll poke my head in a stall and I'll look.
Sometimes I forget to check.
I get it.
Sometimes I check, but sometimes I forget if I'm in a rush or whatever. You know what I mean?
I get it.
I just don't want somebody to be stuck like that.
Some people are not
and
as courteous,
Chris. Let me tell you, the workers appreciate it. Sometimes they don't want to be bothered and they send me to somebody else. And I'm like, okay, can you tell me who is responsible for this? You know, whatever.
And I understand who wants to do that.
Some of my friends think I'm a little extra just like you do. But
it's not extra in a bad way.
I kind of think it's our responsibility.
I don't know if it's our responsibility. Let's go to the app chat. Ellie and Yardley said, okay, she agrees with me. If it's a single stall, yes, I'll tell someone. If there are multiple stalls, I will just move on with my life. That's exactly how I feel.
Yep.
Because you have the option to go to one, two, or three. You don't have to go to the fourth stall.
But hopefully you realize it before instead of after when you're kind of stuck. You know what I mean? I'm trying to help you out.
It happens, but...
That is the worst feeling, right? After you've gone to the bathroom and you're sitting there and you realize there's no toilet paper. Why would I want anyone to be in that situation?
Some people just don't care if you're in that situation, Chris.
I guess.
And it's not right. It's not right. Nice. It's not right.
I know. But that's what I'm trying to say. It's not right. You should tell somebody.
Chris, you're such a good person.
Just released this new Skims product and we're like, what?
So it's basically Skims for your face.
And you know Skims is like shapewear.
Yes.
So it's kind of tightening and smoothing and, you
it's
know.
Like
sometimes you can't breathe in the stuff, but but you do it for the, in the name of beauty,
it's
right?
It's so true.
So this one looks like you've got like a wrap around your face. And you know how when you get your wisdom teeth out and they tell you to, you know, put the ice packs on your cheek and you put an ace bandage around your head and under your chin to keep the ice bags there? That's what this looks like.
It really does. So people are putting these on and it's basically you sleep in them and it's supposed to kind of like cinch your jawline and keep everything feeling like tight and smooth.
I think I'd be nervous. Does it keep your mouth shut? Like
no.
What if you have to mouth breathe?
No, I think like you can obviously open your mouth and stuff. Like you can talk with it, but it's supposed to just kind of like lock everything in while you're sleeping.
It looks painful to me.
It doesn't look very comfortable. It wraps, it goes over your neck, it looks like you put it on like a shirt.
This is a lot.
And then it wraps around your head and there's like ear holes.
This is a lot.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, Chris is on a 21-day winning streak.
Thank you. A little enthusiasm in
was
your
that
voice
better?
There.
That was better.
I'm doing pretty good.
We have Julian in Blackwood. Hey, Julian, what's up?
Nothing much. How are you?
We're good.
We're good. Have you played before?
I have.
And did you beat me?
No, you beat me by one.
Okay. All right. We'll see how today goes. So you know the deal. Three pop culture trivia questions. We see who gets the most right. I'll step out, let you do your thing first. I'll come back in, answer the same three, and we'll see who wins, okay?
All right.
All right. Good luck.
All right, we're going to kick Chris out of here. We're going to give you those three pop culture trivia questions, and then we're going to see who gets more right, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. First one. Macaulay Culkin was seen recently at a Backstreet Boys concert. True or false? His middle name is Macaulay Culkin. So that would make his name Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
That wouldn't surprise me if that was true. I'm going to say true. Lock it in.
All right, we're going to say true. Second question. Today is author J.K. Rowling's birthday. She's famous for writing which famous book series?
Harry Potter. Lock it in.
All right, we locked in Harry Potter. Third and final question. Jenna Ortega was spotted on the red carpet for the premiere of season 2 of her show, where she stars as an Addams Family member. Name that show.
Wednesday. Lock it in.
All right, we locked in Wednesday. We're calling Chris back into the room. Can't Beat Chris is sponsored by Al's Airport Inn, Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week with brunch on Saturdays and Sundays, plus happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday. You can check them out at alsairportinn.com. Al's, it's where the locals go. Hey, Chris.
Hey there.
All right.
Ooh, she flew through those.
She did. You want to give this a shot?
Yep.
We'll see if your streak ends
today. I have a feeling she probably got them all right, but we'll see.
We will see. First question for Chris. Here we go. Macaulay Culkin was spotted recently at a Backstreet Boys concert.
Okay, Home Alone kid, right?
True or false? His middle name is Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, I remember this when he changed this. Yes, that's true.
You both said true, you're both correct.
Yeah, so his name is actually
Macaulay Culkin.
So
he did it from a Twitter poll. He said, what should I change my middle name to? And everybody said Macaulay Culkin, and he did
it.
So
weird.
It's my favorite pop culture moment. Here we go. Second question. Today is author J.K. Rowling's birthday. She's famous for writing which book series?
Although I did not read any of them, I do know that it's Harry Potter.
You both said Harry Potter. You're both correct.
Those books were too big when they first came out. I was like, what is this?
It's like no time in the world for this. Here we go. Third and final question for Chris. Jenna Ortega was spotted on the red carpet for the premiere of season 2 of her show, where she stars as an Addams Family member. Name that show.
Wednesday.
You both said Wednesday. You're both correct. That means you guys have officially tied today. No phrase of shame for you, Julian.
I will take a tie over a loss.
Yeah, that's better, right?
Exactly.
So ties do go to the house, but yeah, no phrase of shame. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're just sending you to see Big Time Rush at the Man this Saturday in Philly.
Awesome. Thank you.
Big Time Rush are back. They're going to perform every song from every episode and more at the Man Center in Philly this Saturday night, August 2nd. Tickets on sale now, livenation.com. Hang on.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
We're just talking about Big Time Rush. You know, they're going to be in Philly at the Man on Saturday. They have confirmed that a Big Time Rush movie is in the works. Johnny, you would like that.
I was obsessed with Big Time Rush, so yes, I will.
Yeah, so it's like a reboot is in the works.
That's exciting.
I think it's going to be cool. So remember those honeybee cocktail kits from Beyonce?
Oh, yeah, I do.
They flew off the virtual shelves. It was online. Well, they are back, and you can order them again. Pre-orders are open now for an August 28th shipment. $125 is the kit. It includes a bottle of her Sir Davis American whiskey, lemon juice, honey syrup, just enough to whip up like 4 to 8 cocktails.
Love it.
Yeah, totally love it for the summertime. So what are the most popular pet names for couples? They're not as creative as you may think. The one I call John is number 2.
Honey.
Honey. How do you know that?
Because I
do. You hear me talking on the phone?
I just know.
You just know. Number 1, Babe.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's kind of boring, though.
I have a new pet name, actually.
What's your new pet name?
I keep saying my boyfriend, fiance,
yes.
And I. We've been calling each other Finance. Because when you say fiance, when you type it out in your phone, sometimes it autocorrects to finance.
That's cute.
So I would say, hey, finance.
You see, I like stuff like that where it's got like a hidden meaning, like just you got like a secret meaning, just you guys know it.
Yeah.
Although you told everybody.
It's not really cute, you know, or anything, I mean? But it's fun.
And okay, so what's the right amount of cyber stalking to do before a first date? Relationship experts say you got to be careful because if you do too much cyber stalking, then it's going to be a little overkill.
Makes sense.
So it's okay to look at their LinkedIn, their Instagram. They say that's actually smart. But if you do too much, like if you're paying for a background check or anything like that, that's a little overkill.
Do not use LinkedIn.
Oh, right, because they can see it, right?
It'll tell you who viewed your LinkedIn profile.
Oh, God.
They're scamming you. This is not good.
Okay, so don't do that. Just do Instagram
though.
Just do Instagram.
And TikTok does the same. Don't do TikTok.
Oh, God.
It's insane.
You should be a relationship expert.
Really should.
All right, there's the scoop.
94.5 PST.
I'm not wanting you to judge me for this.
Now it's time for the cruise court.
All right, here we go. So Ava and Alex just moved in together. There's a big problem going on right now, though. Alex, why don't you go first? Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, so we just bought our house recently, and I gave a spare key to my mom. I figured it was smart to have someone we trust with a key just in case something happens.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. But he never even asked me if it was okay first. He just gave a key to his mom, and now I don't really know exactly what to expect.
So are you worried that she's just going to show up, like walk in whenever she wants? Because I get that. I had one of those.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I know she's going to do that. Like, this is the same woman who reorganized my makeup drawer because she used the bathroom once.
Oh, boy.
Like, she's nosy. It's an invasion of privacy.
Okay, hold on. It's not like I told her to come snooping. It's just a safety thing. She lives close by, and I trust her. If something were to happen, now we have a backup plan.
I just don't understand why we couldn't have agreed on a person, like my sister or something like that. Like, she won't come snooping around.
All right, and we don't know if my mom is either. You're just assuming that she will. It's kind of hurtful, actually. And anyways, what's done is done, and we can't ask for it back at this point.
Yeah, we can. or at least we can talk to her and tell her that it's for emergencies only, like actual emergencies. Not just, you know, I was in the neighborhood and I wanted to check out your spice rack.
So I feel like taking it back now. It's just going to cause a huge fight with her. Oof. She's going to think Ava doesn't trust her.
Yeah.
You know, I really don't care what she thinks at this point. Like, I need you to put your foot down.
All right, I'm gonna hold you up right there. I don't want things to get crazy here. Okay, we get it. You guys are gonna go on hold. We're gonna get votes. I think it's only fair. This is what we kind of do here. That if you get the most votes, Ava, he's got to ask for that key back. But if you get the most votes, Alex, she keeps the key, and Ava, you got to keep it quiet. Does that sound okay?
Sure.
You?
All right. We're putting it all on the line here. Put them on hold. Ugh. Is it a group decision who gets the spare key? That's what she's saying that they should have talked about. I kind of respect her wish for total communication. It doesn't, I don't know if it seems like that big of a deal, but if they've had problems with the mom to begin with and they know she's going to use that key when she shouldn't, then I guess it is more of a big deal.
Not to play devil's advocate, but he did say she lives close by.
Yeah.
Does she live the closest? Because I do understand that thought process. If she lives the closest, it kind of makes sense.
I got to be honest. You know who has our spare key? Our neighbors.
I think us. Two,
our
maybe?
Neighbors. I don't think my sister has one. Not sure. Does my mother-in-law have one? I'm not sure, to be honest. But we did have to have kind of a subtle talk with my mother-in-law. I mean, this was years ago, because she would stop over a lot unannounced. And who wants that? I mean, you're sitting around in your underwear. I mean, and she's a great person, but I can't have anybody. I don't want anyone stopping over at my house unannounced.
It's so funny nowadays. Anyone. Like, people used to just knock on the door and stop by. Now it's like it's you're hiding like behind the window and it's like, shut the lights off.
Well, here's the thing, too. And even this is my neighbors. We used to kind of pop in on each other, and that's not as much anymore because people are working at home now.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to bother them.
Everybody's sending a text now.
And everybody, just send a text. It's so easy, you know?
I agree.
All right, whose side are you on?
Who's right? Who's wrong? Call now. Call the crew now. 609-243-9778.
Hello.
Or chat with us on the 94.5 PST app.
Let's get to these votes for Cruise Court here on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and Gianna. Good morning. So we've got Ava and Alex in Cruise Court. They just bought a house, and he gave a spare key to his mom without asking her. He said it was for safety and for convenience and whatever, if anything ever happens, an emergency, which I have a lot of people do. They give spare keys to loved ones, right?
Right.
But she was like, are you kidding me?
She was not happy.
Because the mom apparently has a habit of butting into their life.
Interesting.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Denise and Barrington on the line. Hey, Denise, whose side are you on? His or hers?
Good morning, crew. Oh, I'm 1,000% on her side.
Oh, 1,000%.
WTF. You don't give a key to anyone without talking to the co-owner of the house. And I've owned a lot of houses, and my mother has never, never had a key. My siblings have keys, but not my mom. Oh, no.
Okay.
Interesting. Is that an unspoken rule?
My parents had a key to my house.
I thought that was pretty normal.
I mean, yeah, I did too. All right, let's go to Kay in Trenton. Kay, whose side are you on, his or hers?
I'm on his side because I'm not going to lie. I would probably do the same thing. And it's his mom. It's not, you know, I do agree with you with giving the neighbor a key because they're closer and, you know, but I agree with him. It's his mom. That's family.
Okay.
That's true.
I do hear her.
I get it.
Let's go to Shannon in Northeast Philly. Shannon, I hear you've had a similar situation.
Yeah, so my ex gave his parents a key literally the day after we moved in and didn't tell me, and I showed up to our house 2 days later, and they were there. Because we decided to paint and move furniture in before us actually moving in. So we didn't technically move until a week after, but that's how I found out he gave them a key. And I texted, I said, you're either going to say something or I am. And then the next day I had my baby shower like 2 weeks before, and I'm bringing the presents in, and everyone knew the nursery was the thing I was most excited to set up. And my ex-future father-in-law met me outside. And while I'm bringing in the baby bags, and he's like, what are you doing with those? I said, I'm putting them up in the nursery. He's like, no, you're not. And I had it. I went off. So that was like the beginning to the end to us. I feel like we didn't break up for like another 2 years, but like that definitely put a rift in mine and my future in-laws relationship. And that's why I believe Ava's correct. It should have been a joint decision. However, I'm with Alex that I think it's too late because you're going to cause a rift then over something that like should have been together, you know, decided.
Yeah.
You don't want to upset the mother-in-law, or maybe, I don't know, they're not engaged, but like, you know what I mean? So I think this is a learning experience for Alex. Like, you moved in together. These are now group decisions. You don't get to decide who gets your key.
Right.
Dave is correct. However, I think you need to like let her have it. And if she starts, you know, overstepping and coming whenever she feels, Alex needs to be the one to say something then.
True.
He's the one that made that choice.
And I think this has a lot to do with boundaries, right? I think that's what you're saying. Yeah. Like they came into your house without even asking you. Oh my gosh. Like you showed up and they were there without even asking. Yikes.
Yep.
That's a boundary. It goes a little beyond just somebody having a spare key. Like, I think when it comes to parents and mother-in-laws and stuff, it's a boundary thing.
I hear you.
And if they can't set the boundaries, like, obviously, her future ex, whoever they are, in-laws, didn't know boundaries. You need to establish boundaries.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know what I mean?
Let's see. We have an app chat from Princeton that said, I'm on her side. A conversation definitely needed to happen. And she already expressed that there was a breach in trust.
Yeah.
And then he violated that.
I'm not sure he did it maliciously, though.
I don't think so either.
I think, and I have to be honest, I'm not sure I would have had a group discussion about who we give spare keys to. I think I would have been like, hey, I gave my mom a key. I gave the neighbor a key. I'm not sure I would have thought to have a conversation about it first.
True.
It doesn't seem that deep to me. You know what I mean? But I didn't really have problems with people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Bonnie in Yardville's on her side. Em and Hamilton's on her side. We have an after from Al Holly that's on his side. Diane and Hamilton's on his side.
Yeah, I mean,
it's pretty split.
I hear some of his votes, but this is kind of clear. All right, let's get him back on. Alex and Ava, you guys have decided that whatever our final decision is your final decision, right?
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, she got this one. 78% on her side.
Wow.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, everyone.
I think they're just, I'm not sure you should take the key back at this point unless you want her really not on your side, but maybe future discussions or I don't know. You guys just need to talk about this.
Right. I agree with that.
Although we did say you have to take the key back.
Yeah, so sorry about that.
All right, awkward. So it reminds me of, you know, when you get your wisdom teeth out and they tell you to put ice packs on your cheeks.
Yes.
And you put an ace bandage up under your chin.
Yes.
And around your head to keep the ice packs in place. That's what it reminds me of. That's what it looks like, right?
So it's basically called the Seamless Sculpt Face Wrap, and you're supposed to sleep in it, and it's supposed to sculpt your jawline as you sleep because it's like compressed. So it's
like a wrap.
It's like compression socks for your jawline, basically.
I think I'd be nervous that it would hurt, you know, would interrupt my breathing.
Well, I think
when I'm sleeping,
it's still like flexible.
Like you're not like.
I feel stretchy. Like I feel so bad for guys when you first start sleeping over and they've got this image of you just sleeping in cute pajamas and you still have your makeup on and stuff. And then you come to bed in that.
So yeah. Neither of you really dabbled in like well into your 20s of being truly single. But I have to wonder for girls.
That's what I'm saying.
For girls, like on their first and second night, they got to be acting, right? They don't do any of that stuff. They have to change. They have to pretend.
Are you sleeping in makeup? I feel like
that's what I'm saying.
Also,
and I think guys have this vision of how their girls are going to sleep and it's all cutesy.
But also that's silly. Like, let's not sleep in our... Who cares what we look like? Drool, snore, do whatever you got to do. Get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So there's a new flavor of Kraft mac and cheese hitting store shelves at Walmart today.
Yum.
Pizza flavored Kraft mac and cheese.
I feel like this could be good.
Kraft is the best. That sticky mac and cheese. I don't know if I needed it other than just the classic.
Do you know they have a ranch flavor now? No, it's so good.
Well, you love everything ranch.
It just has the seasoning. It's so good.
Yeah, so you can get it today. So starting today at Walmart. So Reese's and Oreo have done a collaboration. It's the Oreo cup and Oreo Reese's cookie. So
they made one of each.
Of the two. So what they did was they combined the milk chocolate and the white cream peanut butter cups with Oreo cookie crumbs. And they're available in king size, standard size, and like the mini cups. And then the Oreo Reese's cookie is the Oreo cookies, and then it's filled with Reese's peanut butter.
So it's kind of like when they did the Coca-Cola Oreo collab. There was a Oreo-flavored Coke and then a Coke-flavored Oreo.
Pretty much. That's exactly what's going on. I'd be up for this, though, I have to say.
I feel like the Reese's would be better. Like, the actual Reese's cup would be better than the Oreo.
I think I want to try the Oreo cookie stuffed with the Reese's peanut butter and stuff.
I want to try both.
God. Can you tell I'm PMSing? Give me anything chocolate right now. And okay, so here are the colors that are apparently going to take over. These are the hot colors for interior design for the fall. You know, once August hits, like tomorrow's August 1st, it automatically becomes everything fall, which is kind of annoying.
True.
I haven't even really been to the beach yet. You know what I mean? So the colors for the fall are chocolate brown, which I love, to be honest. Red wine, so like a deeper red. Butter yellow, which almost makes, I would almost think of that as a summer color. And murky greens. We're talking about like paint colors on your wall and curtains and everything
like
that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This just sounds like it's just fall colors.
I'm kind of into chocolate brown. I have to be honest.
Me too.
Kind of love it. It seems like it's so drab, but I love it.
I kind of love like a red wine.
Yeah.
Red, like a Merlot looking red.
Yes. Yes. All right, there's the scoop.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.
Oh my gosh, did you see the video that's going viral right now of the couple that was, well, they did get engaged, but their proposal video got totally ruined. It's Chris and the crew. It's 9:12. We've got it up for you on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. We are cracking up. So they're in beautiful Santorini in Greece. And the water is behind her. He's down on one knee proposing. And you're watching it and watching it. All of a sudden, enter stage right or stage left, right? That's stage left because it's opposite.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So enter stage left is this tourist couple who clearly didn't say, I mean, the guy had his phone set up on a tripod. Recording the proposal.
It's so great.
And they walk right in front of it. And they're so typical tourist looking. She's got a backpack
on. The sun hat.
She's got her sun hat on. They're chomping on like a candy bar because they were probably out sightseeing all day and they're hungry.
Right.
They are smack dab in front of the camera. Missed the entire, like you see him on one knee and that's all you see. The proposal was ruined.
She starts to get excited and then
she covers her face like you did with your proposal, like,
I know.
And then that's it. Then they stand in front of the video for the rest of the proposal.
It's actually hilarious.
My God. Now
you don't
they're
get
trying
a do-over, do you?
No, that's exactly it. It happens once. I mean, I guess they could recreate it. Well, I don't know if they did.
You know what's funny is when like my proposal happened last weekend, literally we had a my fiance, like, it's so weird for me to say still.
It's so cute,
but
though.
He hired a photographer and the guy was like, okay, so I got the pictures in the moment. Do you want to redo them?
Did you?
No.
You didn't.
I was like, no, whatever you got is what I want.
Yeah. I'm amazed you didn't redo a few.
No, I did. We took other pictures like walking and there was a picture with the ring.
But they were more posed.
They were posed. Yeah. But he said, do you want to recreate the actual proposal and pose? And I said, no, because I want what actually happened.
Yeah, yeah. And
you know what I mean?
So cute. So now this couple that got engaged is looking for this tourist couple because they want to invite them to the wedding.
That's a good idea.
Wait, I love that.
Isn't that cute?
I love it.
Again, go check out the video. It's up on the 94.5 PST Instagram story.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.